own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent, desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. One more time, reducemyac.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
We are 3 months away from an off-term election. A lot of people believe that the Russians are still trying to hack into our elections. There was a report yesterday that one member of Congress claimed Russians are already hacking into Florida. We'll talk about that with a guy that knows a lot about it. Michael Daugherty joining us, the director at the National Cybersecurity Society, also the founder of the Cyber Education Foundation. And he joins us live and local now. Good to have you with us, man.
Good to finally be back in my second hometown.
I know. And you're here for what, Black Hat?
Black Hat and DEF CON and a chill out in my condo at City Center.
I love that.
It's awesome.
Can I borrow it for a weekend,
sure,
please?
Sure you can.
God, this guy lives high on the hog. And since we last talked, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Since we last talked, you won. You beat the government.
I beat the government in June. It only took 10 fast years. So explain
why you were being sued.
Okay, I was being sued because I founded a medical laboratory and someone came in and stole 9,000 of our patient files. And they said it was my fault they were stealable. And then I investigated them, and I found and wrote a book called The Devil Inside the Beltway, which brought out a whistleblower that said, well, no, your files, I broke in using FBI investigation software. And so it's not exactly normal, and it's not wide open. And you know, we extort a lot of people. We work with the government, and they don't get that we're bad guys, but I'm telling them now.
So you have been vindicated, but... How much money are you out?
How
much in legal fees and all of that?
A million in legal fees. Then I had pro bono legal fees of $6 million. Plus, I lost the company, which was several million a year. We had 700,000 patients, cancer patients from around the country. This is the fallout. It's like you win as you stand in the middle of your burning cinders. You look like Wile E. Coyote with a match. You know, you're all charred and burnt. And then someone goes, oh, you won. Congratulations. And you're like... Where do I get my reputation back? Where do I get my business back? Where do I get, you know, and everyone's scared of you because you really want to tick everybody off or freak them out, sue the government, and win. People are paranoid of like, you know, now it changes once you win. Like I've been going through this for 10 years and we've got 3 months now being a winner. So I have, you know, there's a slow changing, but it's a little disheartening to realize the paranoid fear.
Michael Daugherty joining us in studio. He is the founder of the Cyber Education Foundation. What the heck is the Cyber Education Foundation?
Well, it's a nonprofit that we go around and educate companies and bring their teams in so they speak to each other before the tree falls down on them about how to be better prepared. The biggest problem inside companies is they don't talk to each other. And it's a blame game. You know, like, oh, we'll just give it to IT. And that hot potato's too hot. We're like, yeah, you're going to have to handle hot potato fools. So that's so marketing and legal and boards, and everyone has to talk about it ahead of time. It's like a fire drill. If you don't have a fire drill and there's a fire, you're all going to have worse damage. So it's just better preparedness and understanding that I have a talk in there about that the government's not your friend. There's all sorts of adversaries out there, and you have to be careful because there's all sorts of different departments in the government.
I want to ask you, though, we're on notice right now today, 90 days away from an election, that the Russians are going to keep trying to hack us.
Right, and I love the left. The left loves to serve you a small slice of pie, making you think that's the whole pie. You know, so here's, that's such a scary taste. No kidding. And I'm cleaning up my language. Like, because you know what? I hate to break it. If any liberals are listening, you might want to strap yourself in. Obama really messed with the Israeli elections, just for starters. And he paid off. I mean, everyone is messing with everyone, number one. Number two, they don't tell you that they're not having impact because they want you to think that they said the word it's having impact. Believe me, if it was having impact, we would not be having President Trump right now. But these people are so, they are stuck in a rage from November of 2016. They can't contain themselves. I've never seen anyone fail so miserably and go, oh gosh, we bombed badly. Let's do that again, but three times as intensely.
Is it going to happen again?
The wave?
No. I'm talking about, we know that Russians tried to hack into our election. According to everybody, they have not changed one vote.
Right.
They had a couple of Hillary rallies. They had a couple of Trump rallies.
What they do is they do what the media does. They do gaslighting. What do you think MSNBC does and CNN? I mean, MSNBC and CNN influencing elections, lying like crazy, and they lie like this, folks. Half truths, one third of the story, silencing, letting a story die. I mean, stories bubble up. And they grab them and they give them momentum and they get to choose. And that's their power grid. And they're like, we're not going to let that one go. We won't talk about that one. And then another shiny object shows up. Or if they hit it really hard and it fails, then it's, you know, crickets. So we're catching on. Please tell me you're catching on, folks, because we got to save this place.
Do you fear the Russian government or the U.S. government more?
Oh, I feel the U.S. government more because there's retaliatory against you much faster. You know, the Russian government wants to impact the big picture through gaslighting and politics. And once again, that's not just talking about Russia only. It just makes it seem like it's only Russia. And China's sitting over there going, yeah, so they're laughing their head off. And so is North Korea and so is Iran. You know, so but as far as an American goes, what I've learned about the bureaucracy of Washington is what I fear. I don't fear Americans or state government or police, but I'll tell you what we don't understand because we haven't had a clear civics book in a century, and it's been going on a century, is that Democrats and Republicans are an extreme minority in Washington. It is 90% bureaucrats, and they're all about no accountability, power, and keeping their really great gig, and that's why they're so freaked.
I want to ask you about the possibility of some sort of cyber attack. We've seen people claiming that they have access to our electric grids, that they can hack into our elections. What do you think the capability, and I'm not just talking about Russians, I'm talking about the Chinese,
right.
Maybe the Mossad, who knows? What do you think are the capabilities of these folks that claim they have access, electric grids, et cetera?
Well, first of all, I think the capability is always weaker. It's huff and puff, but they can't blow your house down. They're chest beating, they're intimidation, because guess what? It works. I mean, fear works really wonders. But let's just go for some logic here. Number one, all these things really have secondary support systems. Number two, we've known about this for a long time. Number three, insider threats are actually a much bigger threat. Like, did you see in Texas how they had the immigrants training kids?
Oh, yeah, how to be shooters.
That's an insider threat. And the in cybersecurity, human error and insider threat is the biggest thing. Look, remember when Hawaii was afraid they're having incoming because the guy pressed the wrong button?
Oops.
I mean, this is a type of... This
Never
is,
mind.
Like, folks, just fear human stupidity, and that does not have a country status. So.
Well, no. It's like the lead up to 9/11. We had all this information, all reams of information. You know, guys going to flight schools and only learning how to fly, not learning how to land, and you. But nobody communicated.
No, because we're
nobody
so
nobody knew.
Because we're so politically correct, we don't want to offend anybody, especially if they're not from here. Oh, hey, that's a big gun you're taking, but I want to be friendly, and you'll probably call me a racist. See how all that game hurts you? And see how that cuffs us because we don't offend anybody? You know, and it's and they change, and the topic isn't who you are. The topic is the gun in your hand, but they want to move it to who you are. And this is the insidious part of a PC culture, where people don't understand the First Amendment or the Second Amendment. It's crazy.
More coming up. Michael Dougherty, cyber expert. And I'm going to ask him, do we have the tools right now to defend ourselves? We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
He understands things. I have no clue what he's talking about. He's been at Black Hat all week. He's going to be at DEF CON. He is a smart dude. He's one of the smartest guys I know of. Michael Daugherty, the director of the National Cybersecurity Society, also the founder of the Cyber Education Foundation, and he joins us in studio. He is here, as I mentioned, for a number of these conferences. What do you guys do down there?
Well,
like Black Hat.
Well, I'm not, you know, my degree is in economics and I'm a medical guy that got dragged into this. So I network and learn, and I don't do technical talks. I'm more, I spend a lot of time in the business center and meeting people, and because cybersecurity is not just a tech issue now, it's a technical issue. You can't just toss it over to an IT department and go fix it. Everyone's got to be involved because the biggest problem is human error so and lack of education. So I spend a lot of time with companies and trying to get support and educate people inside companies. That's what I try to do.
I want to ask you a question I've been dying to know because we hear all about Russian hacking and Russian collusion. And a lot of people are asking the question, do we have the defenses right now today? If somebody tried, I don't care if it's the Russians, Chinese, whoever, Mossad, doesn't matter. If somebody tried to hack our elections, do we have the defense in place right now, state by state, to do that? Can we defend it?
Yes, we can defend it. I mean, the thing is, everybody wants absolutes. Everyone wants life to be nothing more difficult than driving through, you know, an In-N-Out drive-through and getting what you want, and it's not like that. They could ding us. They couldn't rock us, or they'd rock us already. That's why they go for psychological warfare and misinformation. They can still try, but here's why they can't. And this is the irony of technology. There's a city in Alaska that went back to using typewriters last week. You know, so we have all sorts of voting mechanisms throughout the country.
Paper ballot?
We have paper ballot. We've got, you know, the
just
click
put an
machine.
X. There you go.
You know, you've got, and that's a bigger voter fraud, by the way. You know, Habersham County, Georgia just had a primary last week, and 240% people more than the population voted. Okay, so I hate to break it to you, but your biggest insider threat into legal, into voter, you know, regular is lying politicos. I know that's hard to believe. And you know what? You probably think, you know, I know who lies more than you probably think. It ain't these Republican districts. It's everyone that lies using an excuse that they think sounds wonderful. It's save the world, where, you know, the mask of virtue is masking this villainy to save you. And they use every excuse in the book, and then they just, you know, slip a few extra ballots in there or burn a few other this way.
What do you think of Donald J. Trump?
Oh, man, you know, I used to get so upset with him 4 years ago, and now I sit there and I feel like I'm on the 50-yard line with the best booze and popcorn I've ever seen, because I understand. I'm laughing so hard, tears are rolling down my face, and my face is hurting because this guy is, I mean, when he's no longer president, we are going to be so bored. If you understand what goes on in Washington, and you want to, you know, like Garth Brooks' song, you know, I'm sorry I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. That's Donald Trump in Washington. These people are so arrogant, and they cover up for each other. It's a club. I don't care what your party is. Once you're there, it's go along to get along, so you're not held accountable. What they're fighting is accountability, and that's why the House Oversight Committee, other than Daryl Issa, is the House Cover-Up Committee. People just, it's like, don't go to the zone of accountability. And he is starting to rip it off, and they know. And so they're fighting for that. So that's my long version of, God, I love it.
I know a lot of people feel very same way you do.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are asking the question, though, is he keeping us safe? Is he keeping us safe from, not just from attack from North Korea, but cyber attack, attacks on our grid?
Oh, sure. Yes. Because those systems are also very much in place. And that, you know, yeah. I know key people that are there. People always want to scream and yell that there's the phobia thing. You know, there's no such thing as perfection in cybersecurity, and we are way behind because the whole industry was built without security backed or security involved. But yeah, and it's not just the United States. Cyber doesn't have boundaries, right? Israel's got their act together way more than we do. But yes, he is. I'd say so.
Michael Dougherty joining us. We're talking about cyber attacks. We're talking about our safety, our personal safety. I'm curious though. Do you think? Let's just say nothing comes of the Robert Mueller investigation. What happens then?
Oh, they never stop.
Will these people go away?
No, heck no. No. Because this is not really about the Robert Mueller investigation. This is about discrediting an outsider. And so they'll just keep on going. And the way they've always done it in the media is repetition. And that's what gaslighting is. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Because so many people only go so deep. So that type of hypnotic over and over and over and over, it works for a certain amount of people. And this will go on, you know, and until I think Trump wins a second term, and then then you won't see toleration of Jeff Sessions or Mueller or all that stuff. But, you know, he is playing the long game. Trump has always played the long game, and he can sit down because they're made of steel, I guess. And he understands the big picture. But, you know, and no one's perfect, right? So here's the other side of the coin, I think. The American public, a lot of them get it. Like the NBC tape, right?
The Billy Bush tape?
For example, I always say, you know what? Most Americans do not realize that the presidential election is a selection of a pope. And so we were not sitting here going, Hillary, like she's the innocent one. This fake moral outrage that pops up just because,
More to come. Michael Dougherty joining us in the house, director of the National Cybersecurity Society. We'll talk more about cyber, but we'll talk about some other stuff as well. As we continue, it is Friday. It is Live and Local now. What do you do?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Talking with Michael Dougherty, the director of the National Cybersecurity Society. He fought the law, and the law didn't win. Michael Dougherty won. We now have a situation where we have individuals, George Papadopoulos and Michael Cohen and different people like that that are fighting the law, that are fighting Robert Mueller, that are fighting the government. I don't know if they're going to win or not, but can you sympathize with some of these little guys that if the government wants to, they can crush you like a grape?
Well, yeah, because we've had 200 years of laws being built so our politicians can justify that they're saving our lives. And there's a book out there, I think, about like three felonies a day, I think it's called. And basically, we're all lawbreakers at some ridiculous level from some obscure thing was what the book was built on. And so this is the playbook. The playbook is, okay, we have carte blanche. We have full access to all information. Now that artificial intelligence is going to start coming up, I mean, you better start caring when the government has all your information. And because a lot of people think, well, I'm innocent, so there's no reason to care. Wrong. And they use that, and then they decide if you're a target, then they squeeze. I mean, this is the Sopranos go to Washington. It is an old, infinitely old playbook. In the 16th century, it would work like this. We find someone who does something wrong. We cut off their head. We put it on the bridge. Why are you putting on the bridge? We're putting on the bridge because we can't get to everyone else, and we want everyone scared and subservient. So the bridge is really the real thing. And the platform here is you start on the outside of who you want to get to, you get these guys, and you squeeze someone. So what do you squeeze with Flynn? His children.
Yep, his son.
His money. His mortgage. His reputation. Because Flynn was an outside-the-box thinker, reactor, and a lot of people didn't like him.
What do you think of Robert Mueller?
You know, I think he's the master of the squeeze. And I don't like anyone that abuses their power. I mean, this is a guy that clearly doesn't respect the separation of powers and thinks he's saving the world and is not using he's using his power, but he's not using the legal process. And these are bad examples. He has done more damage to the FBI and the DOJ, and it's hurting the really good investigators in the FBI because the public is getting no one likes a gun to your head. No one likes to be justice coming from a gun to your head. They want justice coming from due process, which is what we're taught, that is what happens in this country. But we're seeing different than what we're taught. And we're seeing them whistle past the graveyard on people they like. We see them play vicious playbook on people they don't like. That's not how it's supposed to roll here.
Do you think we will ever see true justice when it comes to Russian collusion, when it comes to obstruction of justice, any of these things that have been talked about, none have been proven yet. Do you think we'll ever see justice?
I think two things have to happen. I think that the House has to stay red because what's going on right now, the short term, is that the whole world, the whole Democratic left is, and the establishment is freaking out that if they got to shut these investigations down, when you have heroes in there like Nunes who will take the heat, because they'll come at you and they'll ruin you. And they eat each other. Let's not forget, Senator Ted Stevens, they ruined a senator. Okay, so look, if the machine doesn't want you, I mean, they're not intimidated that Trump's the president. Okay, they try to impact election inside as well, right? They're covering that up. So those players have to be defanged. So the Congress has to stay red and then Trump has to get reelected. That you want to see a freakout? That's what they're really afraid of. Because you give Trump nothing to lose and no reelection, and he gets his second term, and he's got... then
all bets are off.
Yeah, all bets are off, man. They know it, too.
I want to ask you, because in order for little people like you to win, you have to, in some cases, have access to bigger people that can help you.
Right.
Alex Jones has been thrown off Facebook, Instagram, and a whole bunch of other platforms. And the worry is that they're going to start coming after Rush, Hannity, Levin, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allyn Root, everybody. And that little by little, they're going to whittle down, and conservative voices are just going to go away. Do you worry that we've gotten to the point where we need to be worrying about that?
Oh, we need to be worrying about that all the time. I mean, not just, but because of what we're seeing right now, but thankfully these are somewhat extreme examples, but that's how extreme things have gotten because the establishment is, this is a bureaucracy. I like the word, you know, this is a bureaucracy that's been morphing for a century, not since Obama won. That's what people have to really understand, that our civics books belong in between Alice in Wonderland and The Wizard of Oz. We do not understand how our government runs, and we're kept ignorant of it. Underneath the three branches of government is a massive bureaucracy that doesn't have a separation of power. And that thing has gotten so big, and that's what's threatened. And so, you know, and Congress tends to like it because Congress gets to then just be theatrical and keep their power and do their thing and not be the bad guy on stuff, which is why Congress is so ineffective. So we have to save ourselves, and because we're late in the game, because we're just figuring it out. We Trump won because we knew something was really, really wrong. Alex Jones is another indicator, because here's the thing. You don't have to like Alex Jones to think that's a problem. You know, I mean, I said, look at Jerry Springer. He was throwing chairs on TV for years and it all sorts. What don't they like about Alex Jones? That he goes histrionic and goes nuts and turns red in the face? They don't like that? Fine. You got a remote. Click it. You know, oh, and you're the decider that you think he's doing disinformation? Are you kidding me? Have you seen it? Disinformation is about 80% of what the media's got going out there.
And then you've got people like Mark Zuckerberg who go, and I think he perjured himself because he claimed that what Facebook was a platform for all ideas. But then you start saying, well, no, this conservative group, they can't have theirs. Alex Jones can't have his. And
well,
it
first
really
of all,
isn't
I said,
a platform
but
for all ideas.
But here's the trickery of Congress. He wasn't under oath when he testified. And what we have seen from all these, from the IRS and Benghazi all the way through the last 5 years, what do we not see in Congress? Accountability. We see smirks. We see eye rolls. We see what difference does it make? We see all this stuff. We see flat-out lying by Clapper. Flat-out lying. And Comey lying. I mean, now Comey's out campaigning. I mean, this would drive true FBI people insane.
But he's lying. He's lying on his book tour.
Of course, because these people are magical thinking narcissists. That's all they care about. And so what my point is, there's no accountability. So the only way to hold them accountable is to vote. You better get out and vote. And what I like about these, I have to tell you what I like about these last elections, the last couple of weeks, is the Democrats are getting out in force and they're still losing. They've closed in the gap, but they have to really, you know, Republicans have got to get out and vote, but the numbers weren't super, super strong and they still lost. I like that trend. That's a row.
Tell me what happens in 2018. Do we keep control of the House? Do we keep control of the Senate?
I do think
Do we increase our numbers in the Senate?
You know, I love the Senate. It's very interesting because I love what's going on in Michigan. You got to watch Michigan. And you got to watch West Virginia and Montana.
Missouri.
And Missouri. That's the luckiest. Claire McCaskill has got the luckiest. She's the luckiest senator in the history of the Senate. Boy, I'd love to see her gone. So, I think the Senate's easy. I think the House is tighter, but look, let's not forget there's a lot of Republicans that don't want Trump in, and they're self-serving. They're there. They're fine. They're going to have a good life. They'll make it. There's just another egg to flip, another game to play, another. So, you know, don't be relying on the RNC to come in with a cape and save the day. You got to get out there and pull it.
Michael Dougherty, is always good to have you in studio. We talk to you on the phone occasionally, but it's always good to see your face. Man.
I love coming to Las Vegas. It doesn't happen enough. It's so relaxing. So I love letting you know I'm here because you guys bring me in.
By the way, I hope you get the federal government to finally pay up.
I hope so, too. But as a shameless plug, my book is The Devil Inside the Beltway on Amazon, an ebook, hardcover, softcover, audiobook, Kindle, whatever.
Do you ever get to do an addendum or an addition? You know, for instance, something that reflects your victory in court.
Well, no, I'm working on the next book. Hopefully, it'll be out.
Well, you gotta have another book then.
Oh yeah. This book's in TV series development,
and then
I'm doing but I have to have more. It's not a movie. It's way too much. The characters are unbelievable. Unbelievable. These people, where do they come from?
You're scared. Amazing. You're absolutely amazing, Michael. Thank you. And if folks want to know more about what you're up to, where do they go?
Oh, thedevilinsidethebeltway.com. As a matter of fact, go to thedevilinsidethebeltway.com. You can download the first chapter of the book for free. And I'm on Twitter and Facebook there, too.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Michael, always good to see you, man. Thank you so much.
Good seeing you guys.
We'll do it again. Michael Dougherty joining us. This guy has a large business card that he carries with him because he's the founder of the Cyber Education Foundation. He's also the director at the National Cybersecurity Society, and he's in town for Black Hat and DEF CON, which is still to come. Stick around. More to do on this Friday as we continue live and local now.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
The funniest item of the week comes from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the new Wunderkind of the Democrat Party, the poster child for progressives. And you know, if you're running for Congress, you know that you're going to end up, well, let me see, I'm trying to think of the best way to put it. You know you're going to be asked political questions. What do you think of taxes? Are they too high? Are they too low? What do you think about Robert Mueller? And eventually you figure out the answers to those questions. Now, you may get help from consultants. But here was an easy one. This is cut three. And this is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the 28-year-old former bartender. And listen to this was an easy one on Nancy Pelosi earlier this week.
Do you recognize her as the leader for the House Democrats?
Of course. I think absolutely right now, you know, she.
Go ahead, please.
She is the leader of Speaker, or rather Leader Pelosi, hopefully, we'll see. She's the current leader of the party. And I think that the party absolutely does have its leadership in the House. We have our leadership in the Senate as well.
Does anybody understand what she just said? And she, believe it or not, she was speaking English. That to me proved once again, this woman is not fit to serve. Now, again, New York politics, she may well win. She'll go to Congress. She'll immediately start running for president. That's what they do. They get to Congress and they immediately, you know, no, that's okay. Obama did it. That's fine. He got to the Senate and he immediately started running for president. That's what people do. The other funny thing that happened this week was Scott Kelly was on with Brooke Baldwin on CNN just after Mike Pence went out, made a big speech on Space Force. Space Force. Yet another branch of our military being proposed by the Trump administration. Scott Kelly, who has spent more time in space than any American, was very quick to pan the idea of Space Force, which, by the way, is not a bad idea. I don't think it's the best idea. It would cost money, and we have a lot of other places money can go, but be that as it may. Scott Kelly went nuts, and mainly because it was the president that suggested it.
Now the time has come to write the next great chapter in the history of our armed forces, to prepare for the next battlefield, where America's best and bravest will be called to deter and defeat a new generation of threats to our people, to our nation. The time has come to establish the United States Space Force.
Now, hang on a second, because establishing a Space Force requires Congress to act, but the White House and now the Vice President's strong pitch could be signaling new momentum. So let's talk to a man who has lived in space longer than any other human, Scott Kelly, Commander Scott Kelly. It is an honor and a privilege to have you on, and thank you so much for everything you've done for this country. But on this Space Force idea, I know you're a critic. How big of a critic are you?
You know, I don't know a lot about the president's motivations on this. There doesn't seem to be a lot of support out there. And being a person that spent 25 years in the military, 20 of it at NASA, I never heard people really talking about a need for a sixth branch of the armed forces. So,
do you think that there is a need for a sixth branch?
We used to have a space command. And in 2002, it was disestablished and everything was put back into the Air Force because it made more sense.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's necessary. Space is an environment that we're supposed to work together peacefully. And I think we've demonstrated that.
Scott Kelly doesn't like it. Oh, well. The other thing that I wanted to make sure I got in before we go to break, and don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Rico Aller. Rico Aller, my buddy from Carson Insulation in Carson City. We'll find out what's on his mind today. But and by the way, coming up at 11:30, be listening, because at 11:30 today, Kevin Child, he was one of three Board of Trustees in the Clark County School District voting against the transgender bathroom policy. Can we recall these other four? Can we just say, I'm sorry, but you're fired? That's what I fear is happening. Let's go very quickly, cut six. John Solomon was on with Hannity with new revelations about Russian collusion and the Robert Mueller investigation.
Let me set the table. It's 1 month after Donald Trump has won the election. It's 1 month after Christopher Steele, the opposition researcher, British intelligence agent, has been fired by the FBI. The Democrats are still in shock. I assume Lisa Page and Stroker still sorting through their feelings after the election. And all of a sudden, Bruce Orr goes to a coffee shop in Washington and he meets Glenn Simpson. That's Christopher Steele's boss, the owner of Fusion GPS, the Clinton research firm. And he gets a memory card, a thumb drive of documents coming to Bruce Orr. Bruce Orr is not in the counterintelligence team. He's not an FBI counterintelligence person. And in fact, his wife worked for Fusion GPS, so he might have a conflict of interest under the Justice
Department
rules. Might
have, or does.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's for lawyers to decide. But clearly, it's an issue that's been flagged, right? And he gets this, and he gets a series of admissions that he writes down in his notes. And I think these are so important. I'll just go through them quickly. One, Simpson acknowledged he encouraged Steele to leak a story just before the election as a Hail Mary attempt, obviously to throw the election. Now, remember, Glenn Simpson testified he only pursued this information because he thought it was good citizenship. Wasn't about politics. It was about being a good citizen. Here you see him telling his friend who takes a note, it's about elections. Here's another one. He doesn't have any sources in Moscow where this alleged plot is. It's an intelligence agent who's now living in the United States. That's a red flag for all the intelligence people I talk to. Sounds like compromise, not a real intelligence source. And he goes on, he talks about this incredible theory he has, which is really there were three spies in the Trump campaign. First, it was Manafort. He got booted. Then it was Carter Page. He got booted. So then Michael Cohen must have been the third link because, well, he's married to someone who knows somebody in Russia. And he puts all this down, and you know, Orr's taking it. And 2 days later, Orr takes it out, and he runs it over to the FBI, and he does an interview and tells him what it is. And why is this important? The FBI fired Christopher Steele and said it was going to not take any more information from this political opposition research operation. But Bruce Orr is the guy walking it in the door after the firing. It has to concern people at the FISA court, has to concern professional intelligence people like I talked to today who looked at these notes and said, this is the worst form of intelligence gathering we've ever seen.
It's called corruption.
Yeah, yeah. That's John Solomon with Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. It's just incredible what we are now learning. And this is, what, 10, 11 months into the Russian collusion investigation. And by the way, you won't see that stuff on MSNBC or CNN. You will see it on Fox. Tell me if that doesn't drive you nuts. When was the last time you watched MSNBC for more than, say, 5 minutes? Most people just don't. They just avoid it like the plague. I do. But from time to time, something comes across our desk. We got to watch it. Stick around. More to do. Rico Aller joining us from Carson Insulation in Carson City. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now. Another one bites the dust. Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at Fridgewise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does Fridgewise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent, desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. One more time, reducemyac.com.